All right, everyone, welcome to an episode of the Trophy Husbands. This is going to be a little bit of an odd one here, guys. We are actually doing a special right now. I am up in New York City for New York Comic Con with three of my best friends. Two of them I've known, one I've known since I was three, the other I've known since kindergarten.
Woo!
You know what? Let's start that off. As I said, I'm Nick. This is...
Little Maffy.
This is my friend...
Joe.
And this is my other friend...
I'm Pjark.
All right. And,
Can we Pjark... swear in this?
Yes, absolutely. Anyway. Pjark and Little Maffy are the two friends I've known forever. Joe... he's a friend I've met in high school. We've actually had his brother Steve on already, if you guys will recall.
My brother sucks more than me.
I can vouch for that.
Anyway, though, we are actually on day deux. That's two for none of you French speakers. Day two of Comic-Con.
This coming from the guy who can't even say seven in Spanish.
Maybe we'll get to that. Day two of Comic-Con. We meant to record last night, but we got back and everyone was just so tired that they've just bummed out for the first day. So let's go back, guys. Let's rewind. We'll recount today, but we also let's rewind and do this chronologically in order. Let's recount Friday right from the get-go. For me personally speaking, Friday, got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Got up. I didn't really sleep, but actually got up and got ready. Starting at 4 o'clock in the morning, went and picked up Joe. From there, Joe and I went to Lancaster, hopped on a train that took about 3 hours to get from Lancaster up to New York City, met up with you guys, and from there we headed out to the con. What was the first thing that we did when we got to the con?
The first thing that we did was attempt to get in line, and
oh my god,
three
and
of
Matt.
Us.
and then, yeah.
Maffy.
Little Maffy made an error.
Yes, please tell us.
Yes, explain it to the audience a little, Matthew.
I was bumped out of the line by a horde of very, very emasculating females. They were much
Don't
smaller
Don't you mean demasculating?
Yeah, they made me feel very small, even though they were probably about 4 to 5 feet.
By the way, Maffy is like 6'5", 500 pounds.
Oh, hey, come on.
You can be,
okay, yeah, okay. Sure. 6'5", like... 270. He's a
hunk,
big guy.
Ladies, he's a hunk of a man. He's single and funny.
Yeah, I can walk them steps, y'all. I can walk
he can walk
steps.
It out.
He can walk
he
out.
Can
we have seen that.
But yeah, so I was pushed to the back of the line.
And the back of the line was not like 10, 20 people
the
behind.
The back of the line was like two blocks down.
The back of the line.
It was okay. I made friends for a little bit, but then they left.
Matt made the mistake of listening to strangers.
Well, Pjark, Joe, and I, we just... We got the head. We were like, right it.
We blazed through, and speaking of strangers, I decided to jump in a main stage panel queue for Stranger Things, which is a Netflix series original, if anyone is wondering. Waiting alone because Joe and Nick decided to go elsewhere, hit the show floor, and waiting on Maffy for almost an hour.
Who was ironically waiting with strangers.
Quite the ordeal, but luckily Maffy made it down there in time to get in line and meet up with me for the main stage panel for Stranger Things, which featured actors David Harbour and Millie something Brown. She's the main girl in the show.
Millie top tier Brown.
Yeah, Millie top tier Brown.
Yeah.
Panel was hilarious. No like real exclusive info as far as the show goes, but got some cool inside info as to how the show was like brought together, and like some very funny stories between the cast members and the main girl Millie. She's absolutely hilarious, charming. You're gonna love her if you haven't watched the show already.
Also, just going while they were down there rocking Matt out. As Pjark said, Joe and I, we hit up the floor. And guys, if you haven't been, like, it's still going to be at least on my Instagram and somewhat on my Twitter. I'm sure most of them, well, I'm sure all of them will be gone by the time this goes up. But all the Snapchats. But I have been hitting up the social media like crazy, and any of you who have heard and listened to it before know where to find me. I'll announce at the end where you can find me. But I've been snapping, posting, and Instagramming and everything out the wazoo and tweeting this past weekend. I've been putting up like so much about the entire time. My phone keeps on dying on me almost, actually. But while they were doing that, Joe and I hit up the show floor, and, I mean, Joe and I were rocking it. We were going from one spot to the next to the next. We got ourselves one free t-shirt. Then,
two free t-shirts.
Well, I was just about to say that. We got ourselves one free t-shirt, which was easy. First free t-shirt, easy.
It is not easy to come up with a wizardly past like Albert Smith had, okay?
We just given some fake names for Chevrolet's, like, oh, shine up with us. And we're like, we don't want any of this crap mail, so,
By the way,
fake names.
Maffy, I totally gave them your phone number as my contact.
Oh, yeah. Send me them texts.
You're gonna get a lot of shit about a Camaro and about
that's great.
2 years.
I already get texts from Hillary Clinton every other day, so it's fine.
But from there, Joe and I found ourselves at what, because literally we're just exploring the floor because we had no idea where everything was at this point. But we were just exploring the floor. We find ourselves down on the further end. And we find Dirk Gently, which if any of you are unaware of, they're making a TV series off it.
And it's actually spelled with a W and pronounced Wentley.
It's not. It's Dirk Gently. It's based off a book series by Douglas Adams, the writer of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It is very funny. I highly suggest it. But anyway, going and promoting for the TV series, which actually has Elijah Wood in it as well.
My man Frodo.
Yeah. they had a escape the room kind of thing, like one of those escape rooms, yeah. And so we were going through, and Joe and I were waiting, and basically it's not a regular escape room. It gives you 9 minutes to get out of it. But Joe and I actually ended up running into a random dude that had done it before, and he's just like, hey, I was looking if you guys are going by yourselves, and we're like, well, we're going to go together. He's like, oh, never mind. I'm like, I mean, you can join us, bro. We don't care. So he came with us, and I mean, technically speaking, he helped us rock it out, and we got it done. And so that was cool. Like, we got that done. Excuse me.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Burps.
Okay. So professional.
I know it.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
I will not continue the change.
By the way, we're drinking beer after our day two of Comic-Con, and that's why you might hear a decent amount of belching.
Yes. Or just because you guys are rude.
And we're degenerates.
It is what it is.
Go ahead.
But, so yeah, we went through that, and at the end of that, we actually get, we got a bag and a free t-shirt. We got that, and also pics. I think I put one of the pictures up on Instagram, so you guys can check that out. If I didn't, I probably will. So yeah, from there then, did we end up meeting up with you two then? I don't recall.
I remember going to see the one true king of Westeros.
Oh, that's right,
yeah.
That's right. Tell us about the, yeah.
Joffrey himself was at New York Comic Con. The one true king of Westeros. We can all agree that he is the greatest character in Game of Thrones.
You know, like I said, I've never watched Game of Thrones, and I hate him.
That's over.
I mean, it must just be a testament to his skill that if you've never even seen the show, that you still know of him and have an opinion on him.
It's just because everyone's just like, this guy's such
next
a little pissant.
Joffrey's top tier.
Joffrey is amazing. Anyways, Jack Gleason, the guy who plays Joffrey, had a panel at Comic-Con. And that's where I went shortly after the second t-shirt acquisition with Nick. His panel was pretty much just him and the like interviewer, host guy. They asked a lot of questions. Pretty funny. He talked a lot about his collapsing horse company, that's what it's called.
Oh, right, right.
With, like, his friends from back home, and a show that he and his friends made, and how their whole production team is geared towards making content that you might see on, like, Adult Swim, like, that kind of wackiness. He said they get inspiration from, like, Futurama and Robot Chicken and, C-Lab and stuff like that. So
C-Lab can't go wrong.
It's pretty cool. They talked a lot about their new show that they just finished called Bears in Space. And when
I wonder
asked,
what that's about.
Yeah, when asked about it by the interview, like, so give a little snippet of Bears in Space. He's like, well, we don't like to mislead our audience. It's about some bears in space. Pretty straightforward. The interview, the whole panel was really good. No free swag, though. No free t-shirts. A little bit of a bummer.
That's always a bummer.
But it was King Joffrey, the One True Lord and Ruler of Westeros. Just saying.
So,
and I believe after that panel, Maffy and I met up with Joe on the show floor, and then shortly after that, we all met up for lunch.
Right. I just remember I kept on...
The ghetto sandwiches.
The ghetto sandwiches were great!
Oh, yeah.
They're not ghetto sandwiches. They're just from your regular New York stands,
when they've
street
been
a, stands that are everywhere and anywhere.
When
but,
they've been in a backpack for 8 hours, they're kind of ghetto.
Oh, well, those... I'm sorry, I was thinking of the dinner. Yes, actually, Joe brought up a loaf of bread, ham, and cheese in his backpack because...
Thinking there would be a mini fridge in the hotel.
Which, we'll get to that, but there isn't.
Hashtag... All swank, no substance. We'll get there.
We will get there. But, yeah, I was thinking of the, like, pre-dinner or first dinner that we had. But, yes, we had ham sandwiches, courtesy of Joe, because food at Comic-Con is ridiculously expensive. Like, out the wazoo expensive.
$8 for a coffee.
Exactly. It's
insane.
Exactly.
Hey, do you want chicken fingers with one chicken finger and a boatload of fries? You're paying $12.
Yeah. Do you want Diet Snapple? $12.
But, so, we had our ham sandwiches. Where'd we go from with the ham sandwiches, though? I don't recall.
I think we just hit the show floor more. Because I hadn't really... seen too much of it.
I was absorbed
by the crowd.
Nick, we went to.
I was kissed on the mouth.
Did we?
At some point.
Whoa! What? Matthew was kissed on the mouth. What?
No, he wasn't. He's just being.
I was
stupid.
Absorbed by the crowd. I was kissed on the mouth. I was blindfolded.
By a man?
I was taken somewhere. I don't know what happened.
Was there a threat of "I will find you"? I have a particular set of skills.
Did Liam Neeson
come and save you?
I woke up with a message shoved in my cleavage, and that's what happened.
You don't have cleavage, Matt.
No, but they taped it. They taped it, so I had it.
They taped your pecs together.
They
taped your wriggling pecs together so that you had cleavage?
They taped it between his chesticles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So that's what happened to me. I don't know what you guys were up to, but I was... Yeah, I was getting kissed on the mouth.
I'm pretty sure we went to a panel, too.
What panel did we go to?
What the hell was it? We went to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. later.
That's right,
today.
That's right.
You went to something in between that, I think.
I don't think we went to anything.
We
wandered the floor for a while after lunch.
Floor.
And then we went
Artist Alley.
We did go to Artist Alley for a little bit.
Artist
Alley, for anyone who doesn't know, is actually this really cool thing where...
It's not an alley, it's a giant building.
It is. Yeah. It's not artists in the back alley. It's actually this really cool thing where...
prostitutes.
Artists of all kinds come, and I mean, it's not just... like it's not just like, oh, big fancy artists or like independent artists. There are lots and tons of independent artists, but the really cool thing is that a lot of the artists that are there presenting their stuff are also artists who have worked... on comic books before, like with DC, Marvel, Image, like the big names, they've all done comics with them before, but they're just there, like selling their wares and whatnot. So it's really cool, and like you can get to meet some of the really big names in comic books. I mean, not this year, but in years past. This is Paul and mine, or Pjark and mine, personally, fourth time being at Comic-Con. So, I know in years past, I've gotten comic books that I've had, like, with this artist having done it. I've gotten them to sign it, and most of them are pretty cool, but, like, most of them sign it for free, which is awesome. But, so Artist Alley is always really cool. Like I said, they're just normally selling their wares, and none of it's ever too terribly expensive, and you never know. You'll find some people that are really, really cool that you'll want to follow, like, what is it, Maffy? Chrissy Zulo? Or?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But, yeah, so you'll never know what you're going to find in Artist Alley. It's always a lot of fun. But
usually artists, Nick.
Well, and I think, not to interject, but we've all had good experiences with Jeff Darrow. He's like our top tier go-to.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
I actually didn't even know who he was until today.
I know, but Jeff Darrow, not to like fanboy, but his
fanboy
is unbelievable. He's worked with Frank Miller. He did Big Eye, Rusty the Boy Robot. He's done Hard Boiled with Frank Miller. He's done
other stuff.
Yeah, other stuff. Shaolin Cowboy, mind blowing. He's just an incredible artist, and he's always there, and he's always like willing to talk.
And he's always really nice.
He's always really nice. Yeah.
Like he will talk to everybody and anybody. Like you can just walk, and which is actually a really big thing with Artist Alley, which I really enjoy. You can literally just walk up to him like, "Hey man, how's it going?" And I mean, occasionally you will get some. As we've always called them, some PADS, pretentious art douchebags, PADS,
basically hipsters, but like
yeah.
pretentious, like
pretentious
ultra
hipsters,
all
yeah.
about
yeah.
themselves.
Exactly,
like, you know.
And that was a term we made up in high school. But you will get that every once in a while. But those are very, very far and few between. Most
yeah.
everyone there is very cool and chill, which is kind of Comic-Con in and of itself. It's a very cool and chill atmosphere, and I'd say 90% of the time. But, so yeah, we're saying Joe and I checked out Artist Alley, and then we went to see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was awesome.
Neat.
They brought out Agent Coulson. They brought out the new Ghost Rider that's not Nicolas Cage.
Disappointingly, but still excited.
Eh.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wow, what's his name?
I honestly
I have no
don't
idea.
Even remember it. There was so much cheering, you can't really hear anything.
Yeah, I don't know him either.
So his name's not Nicholas. Just not.
It's just,
it's not Nicholas
Cage.
Yeah.
He doesn't own a castle, as far as I know. He hasn't been convicted for a tax evasion. You know, yeah, a real downer.
He's young. His life's ahead.
He's young. He still has time. He still has time to get that tax evasion.
Give him a seizure too for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and.
But they did show us at the end a sneak peek of the entire full episode.
I was
going to
say it wasn't a sneak
it's
peek at
really
all.
It's not really a sneak peek. It's pretty much the whole episode. It wasn't quite finished. There were some parts that they were still touching up, but
ooh.
It looked really good. The guy who plays Ghost Rider looks amazing. So,
and I can say this personally: I have never seen a full agent, full episode of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. I've seen bits and pieces and. I'm a Marvel fan, much more of a DC person as anyone who's listened to the podcast know. But,
yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Fuck you, Maffy.
But,
get up, Al.
But I still enjoy my Marvel. I still enjoy my Marvel, but I haven't seen a whole lot of it. I haven't seen a whole lot of it, but, for watching this episode, what did you say? It was the third episode of the
third
fourth
episode
season?
Of fourth season.
Yeah. Third episode of the fourth season dropped me in. I was like, okay, this is good. Like, this is solid. Like, I felt like I was able to jump right in almost. Like, and maybe that's because I have seen the Marvel movie, so I know Coulson, and I have at least a decent idea of, like, oh, that's Ghost Rider. But at the same time, then I didn't know the rest of the characters. But I was still like, oh, I like this. Like, I'm a little bit invested. But, very cool show. It was awesome to get the full, like, sneak peek. I mean, by the time this airs, I think the episode will have actually come out, but whatevs. We still got it, like, 4 days ahead of y'all, so...
And actually, on the panel as well was the actress that plays, you know, Sky, then Daisy, and now Quake. So they change her name, like,
every season.
Colby
so.
Smulders.
Not
no!
Colby Smulders.
It's not Colby Smulders.
You're so dumb, man.
Hashtag... Not Colby.
And then there was some fan Q&A where they asked a lot of awkward questions.
They always do. God,
that's
that
just
sucks.
Like, if you've
ever
been
played board games on set.
No, like, you know, like the sexual awkward
no,
question.
No, it's because. Will you adopt me? Will you call me dad?
No, it's like, have you ever hooked up with Agent Coulson in real life? And it's like, no, she's like 26 and he's like 52.
Wait, Colby Smulders is 26?
No,
Colby Smulders!
I actually don't even know what their ages are. I just pulled numbers out of my hat. Coulson's probably like 31.
But Coulson, though, at the same time, Coulson was... It was just made me laugh so much because so many of the girls that came up were like, oh my god, you're the fantasy of my life. Agent Coulson, I love you! Like, it was really bad. But it was still entertaining. So,
and
yeah.
Of course, their moderator for the whole panel was Jeff Loeb.
This is true.
Like,
the Jeff Loeb.
Shout out Jeff
exactly.
Loeb.
Exactly. You know Jeff Loeb.
Jeff Loeb, top tier. He was
Yeah. We'll get to Jeff Loeb in a little bit.
Well, we'll talk about him in the next one for day two. But he was also there for the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he's just, like, hilarious. He's like...
He moderated the whole thing. It was awesome.
He's the TV president for Marvel.
Yeah, he is now. Yeah, but he's also very big in the comics world itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's one of
very big with Daredevil. For what I remember.
With Daredevil, he was with X-Men for a little bit, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's done
that. Like, he's been all over the place. Yeah, I mean,
he's literally done everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, so then, from there, we actually, that was pretty much like the end of the con, because, day one.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was the last part of the day.
I don't know what you guys are doing while we were in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like we like are short-selling it a little bit, but the fact that the con opens at 10 a.m. and it goes until technically 10 p.m., but the show floor will close at 7, Artist Alley will close at 8, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Panel that Nick and Joe went to was
8:30,
finished up at 8:30. Matthew and I we met up like a little bit between there, and the show floor was closed at that point, so we just kind of relaxed a little bit until...
Now, mind you, everybody all of us have been up and going since, like, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, too.
So after we finally all met up together, we pretty much just finally left the con and headed to our hotel.
Which we have to describe the hotel, guys. We have to describe. First off, we are staying in the NYC row, which is off of 8th Street and 45th Street. And as we said earlier... It is...
What, all swank. Hashtag all swank, no substance.
All swank, no substance. It's not terrible, it's not the worst, but my God, there are just some things that don't quite fit.
Remember how we mentioned pads earlier? Yeah, pads own this hotel.
You would think.
But in all honesty, it's a nice hotel. We got it for a pretty good price. It's a pretty decent location to the convention center.
There's
no mini fridge.
And no microwave.
We have a window to rape alley. I mean, literally.
An air conditioning.
To be fair, the first year that Steve, that is the regular Steve that is on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Shout out
and
Steve.
Pjark and I were here for Comic-Con because it's just the three of us. The first year, I feel like, and I could be wrong on this, but I feel like we may have stayed in this hotel while it was under construction, because I'm pretty sure if you went up, like, 10 floors, that's where we were.
And I recognized, like, the entrance.
Because we had this back alley view before. I know we did.
I think Nick's right. I think we may have stayed here before it got renovated.
It was under heavy construction when we came through, but yeah. I'm pretty sure the very first year we stayed here.
In all honesty, not a bad hotel. We're just making fun of it because, I mean...
We can.
Why not?
So then, let's jump on over to day two here, guys.
Which we just completed.
We just completed day two.
Day two.
It is almost 9:40 tonight here now. But we completed day two. Yeah.
So much later.
We got a pizza soon. Shit.
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll finish up.
We'll finish up and get some pizza. But, fortunately, we're in New York City, the city that never sleeps, so.
Woo!
But,
you know, this one time, I was in Vegas, but I wasn't really, because you can't talk about it. But I was in Vegas, and I thought that was the city that never sleeps, and I just said it. Because, I mean, they both kind of have their lights on the whole time, the casinos never close.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm an idiot, that's the whole point of that story, but continue.
No, I call Philadelphia the city of lights all the time, and it's not, that's Paris.
I was trying to say, that's
city
Paris!
Of brotherly love is.
I know, but I'm like, Philadelphia
is the city of the city of Jones.
Allegedly brother of love, definitely go fuck yourself, and certainly of Jones. And for those of you who do not know what a noun is, it is
anything.
Any noun.
Anything and everything.
Replace a noun with noun.
And you are right.
And you are correct.
So actually, I forgot to tell you guys this. I meant to say this before we go into day two. The other day when I was working in the school, I heard one of the kids say, like, oh, you know, them Johns. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's spreading! It's spreading westward!
It's about time.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really should. It's just so useful. It's like when you can't remember what to call the salt, when you want someone to pass the salt, you just go, pass me that John. It's just perfect. Because you know that happens. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes you're like, pass me that thing, and you don't remember what the thing is called.
Or as... your brother Steve would call up Paul at Dave and Buster's when he used to work there and go, them bowling johns?
You got that bowling john?
Yeah, the Dave and Buster's I worked at did not have bowling alleys. Although one of them near us did, so everyone confused us. And Joe's wonderful brother Steve.
He is
would love to prank call me at work and ask me about bowling johns constantly.
He is magnanimous, but he's worse than me, so don't forget that part.
But Eve was on episode like 13 or 14, I don't remember.
Who even cares? That episode probably sucked.
We weren't on it.
Exactly.
But anyway, though, on to day two. That's two.
I'm going to be honest, this episode probably sucks because I'm on it. So.
It's not that bad.
Oh, come on.
This has been pretty entertaining. And I mean, this is just how we roll. Like, you guys are still getting used to it. This is literally what we do. We just chill, chat, everything. But, so with day two, everyone got up at 7:30, except Maffy, because he got up a little bit earlier, showered, and
he thinks he's better than us.
No, he was a gentleman and a scholar, because he brought us hash browns. And
he thinks he's better than us. Like, we need sustenance to exist, and he doesn't or something?
We do.
I don't need sustenance. Well.
Nick's right. Matt's amazing.
Our match.
Maffy's just the best. But
hold on, sorry. I actually did just remember before we get into day two.
The drink bag.
We'll get into that. Sorry, I'm not trying to derail us or anything. But I finally remembered something that happened on day one because I thought one of us had gone to a panel, but I was wrong. So Marvel has a very big stage on the show floor, and Friday and Sunday they have a very famous giveaway hour. Where they just surround.
I forgot about doing that. Yes, absolutely.
They surround the stage.
Tell the crowd.
with their hosts, the main host. I can't remember the guy's name, but he's done it every He's done it every year. He's really great. He's very energetic. But they just gather everybody and they just hand out a bunch of free swag, posters, comics, T-shirts. Then they really start and hand out some like really cool stuff, like prop replicas. Really expensive, like character statues, stuff like that. So I always attend this. I've done pretty well in the past with it, but this time we all gathered, and it was before the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel, and that's where Joe and Nick were going
to
go.
Actually, hold on. I just have to preface this before you go into it.
Okay.
Joe had been worried all day because Joe recently, this past July, took the bar test for Pennsylvania.
Bar exam.
Which
well,
is for
sounds like you're
lawyers.
Testing
stuff.
Bar exam to officially make himself a lawyer, and he had been very concerned and very worried because the results were coming out at, what was it, 4 o'clock, right?
4 p.m.
Four,
I still haven't technically gotten any... like, mail confirmation yet. So.
But the list online came out, and Joe had been very concerned and very down on himself.
I was literally,
comparing yourself to
a trash can. Let's not be sugar-coated. Anytime we saw one of the, like, janitorial staff, like, walking by, clearing out the trash cans with their, like, wheelie dumpster johns, they were like... I was like, oh, look, there goes another cosplay of me. A dumpster with a bunch of trash in it. Check it out.
It is true.
Because I was convinced I was going to fail.
Yes, he was.
Obviously, by the way we're talking, I didn't. But.
Yes, he was very melancholic and morose without even knowing. But then, prior to the Marvel thing, we actually found out that fortunately, and woo for Joe.
Congratulations.
He did pass. So, I'm sorry. Anyway, go ahead with the Marvel.
So, at the Marvel giveaway, again, like I said, giving away some small stuff like posters, comics, etc., but, so Nick and Joe decided to leave about halfway through.
Yeah, we were there for, probably a solid hour, but with the actual giveaway, we were there for at least a half hour.
So they went and left for the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel, and Maffy just disappeared on me. I don't know what the hell happened to him.
I was getting kissed on the mouth again.
Oh, Christ. So that was happening. So I was the lone soldier who stuck around for the Marvel
lone
panel.
Wolf.
And, I mean, again, they were giving away some cool stuff, and... They talked about giving away some really cool, like, $200, $300 prop replica, like, pendants and necklaces for upcoming Doctor Strange and Black Panther. So that was really cool, but they didn't give any of those away. They're going to give them away on Sunday.
Which we will be there for tomorrow.
We will be there for tomorrow.
But she's actually going to be passed for you guys.
Yes. Yes.
I'll talk about it on the next podcast, I promise.
Yes. So everyone dispersed. The panel pretty much... Yeah, go for it. Awesome. The panel pretty much ended... Or not the panel, I'm sorry. The giveaway was pretty much over. The host said, come back Sunday. If you didn't get anything, we'll try and help you out. And I'm determined, and I'm also kind of like... I look like a shy... likable little like dipshit who can,
jokes. This guy's got jokes.
Who can get stuff because I'm non-threatening.
He is a slightly below average height white male.
Bingo.
He's a good holy Catholic child.
Exactly. So yeah. So
all
most
of those things makes you pretty much the like least threatening person ever.
Most of the giveaway pretty much ended, and one of the hosts or two like remained, and I like took her to the side, and I was just like, listen.
Took it to the side.
I see.
Like, make her forgive.
I see that there is a Doctor Strange T-shirt just chilling on the back of the stage. You didn't give it away. It's just
shout out Benedict.
It's just kind of crumbled up in the
Benedict
corner.
Cumberbatch.
So I pandered a little bit and I said, listen, I don't want to pander, but I do.
I'm pandering, but I don't want it to seem like I'm pandering.
My buddy just passed the bar exam for becoming a lawyer earlier today. He had to leave earlier today due to an emergency. That was bullshit because I'm trying to get the T-shirt.
My emergency was trying to find beer.
Exactly.
Which I failed at.
Yeah, we failed at that too.
Tried.
Your emergency was to get to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, yeah. Eventually it was to find beer.
They didn't need to know that. They just needed to know I needed this shirt. So I told them that he passed the bar exam, which he did.
Yeah,
and
true.
I would be forever grateful if they would give me the Doctor Strange shirt. And she ran in the back, grabbed the shirt, handed it to me, and told me to run like the fucking wind. And I was like, you got it, sister.
Because Joe is a huge fan. Of Doctor Strange.
Stephen Strange.
Actually,
he's amazing.
In the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. thing, like, I can't remember who said it, but, like, they hinted to it. Somebody was like, oh, and we're going to be dealing with some, could you say, strange things?
And like, they literally said Doctor, like, the sentence before.
Yeah.
It was pretty obvious that they
were talking
about Doctor
about.
Strange.
And then, during the questioning, there was a girl
was,
that came
it was
up.
Definitely Coulson. Coulson loves to
or no, it wasn't, I'm sorry, it wasn't a questioning. It was Daisy, whatever that actress's name is.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
holy
like,
Smulders.
No!
No, you idiot!
She's just like, I'm a total Cumberbatch. And I'm like, I didn't know that was a thing.
It is a thing.
I had no idea.
Listen, it's very easy to be a Cumberbitch because his name is just amazing. Like, Benedict Cumberbatch, you get Benadryl Cumberbund, and then Wimbledon Tennis Match. You just have, like, these easy, replaceable names.
Actually,
it's just so much fun.
I'm sorry, I have to go on a side rant right now.
We're already on a side rant.
We're
yeah,
on a side rant about
no, this
side
is
rant.
A side rant that's a side rant that's even jumps to a different podcast.
It's a flashback within a flashback?
Yes.
Oh, shit, we're now...
I'm inceptioning this thing.
Wait, until we have a flash forward in our third flashback of the flashback series, we're not quite Naruto, but we're getting close.
I'm throwing this out. There is a podcast that I listen to. It is now on a permanent hiatus. I don't think they're coming back anytime soon, but it is called DCR Comics, or DCR Podcast. These guys just reviewed DC Comics every single week. It was phenomenal. One of the running gags that they had, though, was the one character, they would say, like, Tim Drake, formerly known as, or no, they'd say, the guy would say a random name, like some terrible name kind of thing, like Snuffigan Snoopers.
That's a great name.
Formerly known as...
It's no Chet McNamara.
Chet McNamara would be one, but Chet McNamara, formerly known as former Red Robin Tim Drake, like, and he did this for, I don't even know how many weeks, like 20 or 30 weeks, until he came to the final issue that this character was in, and he's just like, and former Tim Drake Red Robin, also known as... the worst and goofiest name of them all, Cumberbatch. Like, the Benedict Cumberbatch. And he's just like, oh my god. He's like, because that shouldn't be a real name.
I really think Wimbledon Tennis Match should be a real name.
I agree.
I do like
that one. Tom.
But anyway, though.
So we're back to day two.
Yeah, I was about to say, we sidetracked all the way to day one, all the way future and beyond.
Yes, we should skip ahead to day three. Then we'll have a flash
forward.
We haven't done day three yet. But then we'll have a flash forward in our flashback series, so we are full Naruto. But only then if we then flashback to what day two was like in our day three.
No, we're going to finish with day two. Yes. We're going to start with day two. So with day two, as I previously said, we all got up at 7:30, except for Maffy, who got up and got us all hash browns and got myself and himself a coffee, which was awesome.
I wanted to drink some of that coffee, but then you just kind of took it.
I didn't know Maffy just handed it to me.
Oh, that's true. I thought you had some.
No, Matt
asked me if I wanted any coffee, and I was like, I'll drink a little bit. And then next thing I know, Nick had it, and I was like, whatever.
Well, I carried it the entire way to the con.
Did you? I didn't pay attention that much.
No, I carried it the entire way to the con. Like, you could have asked for some. I would have gladly.
If anything, it was my fault. I just wasn't paying attention. Stupid. I was just like, where'd the coffee go?
Let's talk about drink bags.
Okay.
Oh my god, yeah, let's flashback to day one again. Holy shit.
How are we gonna get through this? First, there's no mini fridge.
There's no fucking microwave.
This is a day one and day two thing.
Technically, yeah.
That's true.
Technically speaking, you're not wrong.
So we're almost in the flash forward. Damn, we're so close.
Okay.
Anyways, we get in and we're like looking, okay, there's no mini fridge, there's no microwave, what is in this damn hotel room? And Who was it that found the damn drink bag?
Nick found the drink. It was me.
Nick found a fucking drink bag, which is
those?
Yeah.
I'm talking about something else. But go ahead.
God, we got another side tangent.
Anyway, go ahead. If any of you have ever seen a drink bag, I know Brita makes some, and there's like other water bottle companies. They're just like.
It's basically
bags
like
with like water bottle.
No,
caps.
It's basically like if you thought of an old timey. Like, if you thought of, like, a Native American, like, leather skin for, like, drinking water or something from, except instead, it's plastic with a bottle cap, like, nozzle on top of it kind of thing. But for some reason, they gave us one of those. I don't know if maybe that's something, like, tourists want or need.
No, it's generally a terrible idea.
Cycling class.
Yeah.
That is true. I mean, it's for all those cyclings that you go and do in the morning there.
There's a poster in the fucking elevator for some jabroni's cycling class. They're like, you get a free complimentary cycling class with jabroni.
Exactly. And we do? I want to go for a free cycling class with jabroni.
Matt said he went to it yesterday, but he totally didn't. Anyways. I'm pretty sure that's what the water sack bag is for. Never take bath salts from a hotel.
I did. It was really rough.
I mean, I don't steal because they give them to you complimentary, but if I don't use them, I take like the soaps and the shampoos and whatnot.
Bath salts are a drug.
It's
a drug, but it's not that bad of a drug. Let's calm down.
No, Matt, bath salts are like one of the worst ones.
They're literally the worst.
Okay, but speaking of drink sacks, because I thought they were talking about something else other than the drink sack that was in our hotel. We go to McDonald's last night for a late dinner, and We got our McDonald's food. We got our drinks, and I asked the cashier, "Hey, can I get one of those soft drink to-go carton holders?" It's like, "Nah, we ain't got those. Here's a plastic bag." I'm not kidding. He handed me a plastic bag.
Paul is so upset about this. Pjark is so upset about that.
Homeboy. Get the fuck out.
That, and they did forget my fries, though.
Oh, yeah, that's tragic.
I mean, I stayed up here. Like, I stayed in kind of, not guarded, but, like, I was, they needed somebody to stay up here because we had room service delivering some extra pillows and blankets. And, yeah, like, they came back, and we're just like, oh, Nick's fries aren't there. And like, oh. But fortunately, Joe and Pierre were kind enough to split-seize their fries with me, which was awesome of them.
Yeah.
Anyway!
Actually, real quick, going back to day one.
Kill me again.
I know, I'm sorry. But this is real quick. Not a panel, not a screening, not anything. We were just walking the show floor, and we were near a Capcom booth, and they had a big Resident Evil, like, not building, but like a little...
It was a small building, like a small shack.
Yeah, it was like a little, like a makeshift shack in the middle of the, show floor. And this is literally right after we found out that Joe passed the bar exam. But we were looking, and we're like, why are so many people gathering?
Oh, yeah,
and,
I forgot about this.
Mila Jovovich? Hovovich? One of those.
Jovovich.
Yeah. Mila Jovovich and Ali Lauder were both just chilling on the show floor, like, directly in front of us. Couldn't really get a good picture of them because, one, there were so many people, and two, they were kind of, like, hidden behind the building. But I just wanted to mention that. That was really cool just to kind of see them, like, casually
so
like that.
Beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. That reminds me, more flashbacks today.
Back.
We are now in a flashback of a flashback of a flashback to a flash present to a flashback within a flashback.
All right, well, enlighten us.
Full Naruto. Full Naruto. Anyways, that reminded me of what happened at the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel, which we just talked about in a previous flashback. We're linking this shit. One of the videos they showed us at the panel was the actors and the actress for Daisy going around in cosplays and interviewing people about their favorite Marvel shows. They had Coulson as Ghost Rider, and they had the Ghost Rider guy. We still don't know his name, and I feel kind of bad. He was Star-Lord, and then Daisy Sky Quake was... Rocket Raccoon.
They went out onto... What he's saying is they went out onto the floor dressed as these characters.
Yes. They went out onto, like, the show floor and, like, went around to a bunch of people and were interviewing them to, like, surprise reveal themselves.
Yeah, and they had done it earlier that day. It was hilarious because some of them, they're asking, like, oh, hey, like, are you fans of Marvel? And most of them are like, oh, yeah, like, I love Marvel. Like, oh, cool, like, do you just read the comics? Or just watch the movies? Or, like, do you watch the TV shows? And they're, like, they're trying to, like, kind of hint them towards Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And the reveals were amazing. Coulson, they'd always be like, well, who's your favorite character? And they'd be like, Agent Coulson. He's like, oh, really? He's mine, too. And then pulls off his mask. At the same time, sick.
Oh, there was this one larger African American man. Like, he was all about it. He was just like, oh my god! It was awesome. It was awesome to see. Which actually, that's just in basis. Like, again, before we go on to day two. Side note, just like that is one of the best things to see. For the most part, there are a couple of very obnoxious ones, but for the most part, everyone that's at Comic-Con are just genuine fans, and they're just so happy to be there. And I've said this multiple times. I've said this at previous Comic-Cons. I've said this at previous Otacons. I'm just like, I feel like I'm amongst my people. Like, I just feel comfortable, and like everything just feels right. I'm just like. And most of them are very nice and very courteous. Every once in a while, you find one that are either, like, obscenely socially awkward, which kind of is just how it is. And then there's a few of them here and there that are just genuine douchebags.
Yeah.
But most of them are very nice. Just like, oh, like, if you bump into them, 99.9 out of 10 of them will be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, that was me. It was like, no, actually, that was my fault, but thank you.
It's a very welcoming atmosphere.
It is. It is. Anyway, finally, on to day two.
On to day two.
So, after Maffy's kind hash brown breakfast, we hiked it back down to the con.
Around,
which,
like, 8:15.
Yeah. We got moving around, like, 8:15, 8:30 or something. We hiked it back down, got in line, because the way that it works is, like, you get swiped in, and then you get in line for basically a general admission thing. Yeah, admission into the con itself, and then there's other ones that you can get swiped, your badge get swiped so that you can get into main stage events later on. And we all went for those. These three went for an Iron Fist.
The Marvel Netflix Presents Iron Fist.
Yes. I went for a DC Comics Presents the... Justice League Dark. So, I was all by myself. But I didn't really care. I had fun taking pictures of the rest of them and sending it to them, which was hilarious.
Yeah, so we lined up around, like, I want to say 8:30-ish.
I think it's slightly... Probably closer to, like, 8:45, 9-ish.
Yeah. Again, like Nick said, myself, Maffy, and Joe, we lined up in the Iron Fist panel, which we surprisingly were in, like, a relatively decent spot.
Yeah, you guys didn't have a bad spot at all.
In the line, being that late, because that's, like, that's one of the biggest panels at Comic-Con, for sure, because it's, like, the last Saturday main stage panel.
Which, by the way, though, just preface this, though. Like, we're talking about Friday. We're going again tomorrow. Saturday is the day. Like, that is the busiest. That is the gigantic day. That is the day that last year pulled in 120,000 people in a single day. And I don't know how... they don't have the stats out for this year yet. But, I mean, like, Saturday is the biggest day, which... Actually, when we put up the video up on YouTube, I have been recording, as I promised I was going to in previous podcasts. You'll see, like, in a comparison from Friday, which I also recorded during, it is so much harder just to move around, period. Yeah. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it was really hectic today. But, so yeah, we lined up, we got in a pretty decent spot in the line, they finally let us through, what they do is they tap your badge, so that way you're...
Which is
in a sense guaranteed to get in the panel unless you show up like late to like the entrance to the panel.
If you show up like 15 minutes late, then yeah, you're
screwed.
But as long as you get in line at some point before the thing opens.
Right. So luckily we managed to get in line and we got our badges tapped in relative ease. And then we were deciding like, okay, so we already got this one tapped. And there was another panel that we're pretty interested in going to as well. Actor Alan Tudyk.
From the Serenity series.
Famous for Firefly.
Firefly from Serenity movie, yeah.
Famous for that.
Apologies.
He had a spotlight panel where basically just going over his different works and like a little bit of like insight in his upcoming works.
So freaking fun.
Hype for Star Wars Rogue One, for sure.
Top-tier Tudyk.
Yeah, top-tier Tudyk. So we jumped in that line real quick, got that badge tapped, and then that wasn't until... 1:30,
I think. 1:30.
And Marvel Netflix wasn't until 6:30. So after we tapped those two badges, we decided, okay, well, like our Saturday is pretty much open for the next couple hours. Let's get a quick lunch, and then we'll hit the show floor. We pretty much got in line and then hit the show floor, did a little bit of exploring. Nick, you had a
I was going solo in that entire event. Like, basically, and this is not unusual for me. I know that Pierre has said it before, and Siva said it before.
My name is Paul, by the way.
As I've said, like, multiple times now, yeah.
I don't know what his name is. Can you remind me?
My name is Gaunt Durgles.
Gaunt Durgles. As Gaunt Durgles has said in the past, I tend to, and this is absolutely true, because some of my interests, like, I love and I'm interested in everything else that the guys are, but at the same time, I tend to steer off and go on my own, and I'm very much just like, whatever, if I'm by myself, like, I really don't care, just like, I'm still having fun.
Yeah, Comic-Con's fun regardless.
Yes, and so, as I said, I got into the one line by myself, went through that line, I got my scan in, and then, almost immediately after, because I got through around, like, maybe 10:15 or something like that, there's a panel at 11 that I wanted to go and see, which had to do with DC Comics' latest evolution, because they had the New 52 for a long time, and now they're doing what's called the DC Rebirth.
Rebirth, right, yeah.
Right. And so I went and saw a panel with that, which there will actually be a little bit of that in the video, so look forward to that. But... it was real cool, real chill, everything was great. I got out from that and was up on the floor kind of wandering around a little bit just as these guys were getting in line for the...
Alan Tudyk.
And they're just like, hey, I don't think the show is full yet. Like, you should try and get in. And I'm just like, all right, sure. Like, I'm obviously, I'm going to jump on board. I'd like to do that. So I got in line, and Joe and Paul were already ahead in the line, but I actually happened to get there at the same time as Maffy. And,
wait, is he Maffy or Maffy?
Maffy.
With F's.
M-A-F-F-Y.
Okay.
Big Maffy.
No, I think he said Little Maffy.
Little Maffy.
It's his rapper name, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm Top Flo, he's Lil Mathy,
and I'm
the
DJ Brownmount.
Oh, that's right, you're DJ Brownmount. Nick, what's your rapper name?
I don't have one.
Nick's the producer.
No, that's Anna.
Okay, well, Nick's the podcast producer.
Nick's gotta be, like, the Pale. DJ Pale.
Wow. Oh my God! Unrelated. Anyway,
I'm scratching my face.
So yeah, so I went through my panel and we met up for Alan Chudiak, which he was hilarious.
Yeah, he was really funny. He if anyone's unfamiliar with Alan Chudiak,
not as funny as our one true lord of Westeros, King Joffrey.
Shut up.
So Alan Chudiak played Wash in Firefly and spinoff movie Serenity.
And he was Tucker, right?
He's Tucker in a great, great horror, like indie horror comedy, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. He's great in that.
If you have not seen it, you need to check it out.
It is the funniest and the
best.
It's
funny and gory and just hilarious. But it's on Netflix currently. Hopefully stays on. But anyway, he also stars, writes, directs, and produces his own, I don't want to say Kickstarter. It's like Kickstarter, though. It's like crowdfunded
series.
Web series called Con Man, which is great because it's like a faux version of like his actor's life, like spoofing his role on Firefly.
Because essentially the character in Con Man was got big off of this sci-fi show that got canceled, but it has this huge legion of fans that follows it.
Yes. And sounds like Firefly.
Exactly. Like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah. So, and initially the actor resents it and whatnot, and I don't know, maybe that's how he felt. Who knows?
Maybe.
But, it's very, like, and he gets put in, like, these weird situations. It's very, very comical. Like,
yeah, and they gave us not a sneak peek, they gave us a trailer for season 2, which I believe he said was coming in December?
I think he said that.
Yeah, right. Like, mid...
December 17th?
Yeah, mid-December for season 2, which I'm looking forward to.
I still just love the fact, and it's kind of funny, just made me think of it, because when they start the fan questioning for him...
The Q&A,
yeah. One of the very first ones was just a girl got up there and was like, I love you so much! And he's just like, I'm married. And the thing is, the same thing happened with Agent Coulson.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A girl got up and was like, I love you! Like, and he's like, I'm married.
I'm married. The best part of Alan Tudyk's Q&A, though, was he had a list of every person who asked him a question. He would just give away some kind of free swag.
Oh, that was absolutely the best thing, because the fact of the matter is he got to the point where it wasn't like, oh, I'm giving away promotional stuff for my things.
He gave away shit from his house.
He gave away his personal items.
He started citing stuff that he had gotten and just being like, oh yeah, here, this has my name on it.
Someone gave me this t-shirt from something I'm not associated with, and you know, I mean, it's a nice gift, but I also just got like 100 more of these t-shirts.
I'm going to give it away.
Exactly. One of the things that
it has lint on it from my dryer.
Exactly, because they're like, oh yeah, my wife wore this 3 times.
Or the lion cat. He just like pulls it out of this plastic bag he has, and he's just like, I'm not associated with this show, but I'll sign it for you. Here you go. Don't take it out of its packaging.
Don't take it out of the original packaging.
It was in a plastic
bag. It was a very, very funny panel.
But
Alan Tudyk's a very likable actor. I would check out his work if you haven't.
I did like how he...
Joffrey, very likable actor.
I did like how he took his trophy that he won on Will Wheaton's tabletop. It was like, I signed it, here you go.
It says Alan, I'm sure that's fine.
It was great. It was very entertaining. But where'd we go there from then?
I think we dispersed all, like, one after the other, because, after we let out,
we did.
You hadn't had lunch yet. We had early lunch.
That's right, I hadn't had lunch.
You went to lunch.
I was starving.
We went to Artist Alley
Matthew. Oh, we went to Artist Alley briefly, and then...
Where Matthew would not talk to Jeff Darrow.
No.
Not this time.
Not yet.
Maybe tomorrow.
Possibly tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
After Artist Alley, like, we browsed Artist Alley a bit.
We
then after that,
we all got kissed on the mouth.
No.
Oh God, none of this. None of this happened. Excuse me. We hit the show floor for like really a little bit, like only like a couple aisles, and then Matthew wanted to go off do his own thing, and then Joe and I decided to just disperse because we were looking for separate things. And yeah, really, really did show floor for about, I want to say, 2 hours of just going back and forth. And by the way, show floor's huge.
Gigantic. You can spend an entire day on the show
floor. Spend a whole
easily.
Day on the show floor because
like, forget
so
panels.
Much,
you can easily do this.
There's
the
so
show
much
floor.
To see. There's so much to interact with, and there's a lot of exclusives that go down on the show floor, which is really cool.
Not to mention, if you're keeping an eye out, you can actually wander or happen to run into a random like comic book celebrity kind of thing.
Right. I can't remember if you were
like you're not going to see your Stan Lee wandering around, but like. I know that before, for me, personally speaking, I was walking through the one time, and this was first or second year, I want to say second year. I was wandering through the DC area that they had set up that year, and I saw Jim Lee, which is one of the head publishers of DC Comics, and he's also a fantastic artist. Like, the dude's art is phenomenal. And, like, I happen to be carrying on me, like, Justice League issue 1 of the New 52, and I'm just like, Mr. Lee, will you sign this? And, like, he was real cool. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And then, I think it was last year, actually, I ran into the other co-publisher. His name escapes me right now. It's Dan something. I can't think of it right off the top of my head. But,
Dan
like,
something.
I...
You already said it.
Funny. I ran into him while I was down in the area right now where they're showing off the Wonder Woman armor and Jai was telling you about earlier. Like they're showing off the Wonder Woman costumes and whatnot for the upcoming movie. I was down in that area wandering around and literally he was just chilling and hanging out and I'm like, oh my god, like hey, can I get a picture with you? I have a picture with him.
Yeah. I can't remember if you were here like 10 minutes ago or so, but I had mentioned that when we were on day one, we caught Mila Jovovich.
Right, right. No, I heard you saying that. I was just coming out of the restroom.
Right. So yeah, like you really like if you're lucky enough, you tend to sometimes see some like celebrities.
You can
or
see,
comic
and then
artists.
If you really get lucky, you can actually interact with them, which is
right.
always awesome. But,
so yeah, following that...
So there's...
Following that, we really just, like, we just explored the show floor. Joe and I met up a little bit after that, after, dispersing.
I Paul some sick-ass Star Wars characters.
That's right. I'm a Star Wars action figure collector and...
Aficionado, fanatic,
yeah,
creep.
Zealot?
The deals. Zealot. The deals you can find at Comic-Con. If you dig deep enough... In the dirty slums, you can find some
Jabba's palace.
You can find some really good ones.
You can find
you'll never find a place
full of more villainy or scum.
Scum and villainy, yes. You'll never find a place of scum and villainy. But yeah, so we explored the show floor for a while. I really think after that,
he's pivotal.
He is pivotal. Tanis Spajek is pivotal to Jabba's palace.
His last name sounds like something you'd say after, like, oh yeah, I just projected all over the place. Basically saying about masturbating.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? Why would you tarnish his name with
Because that's what his name sounds
he's
like.
Pivotal,
he's pivotal,
Nick.
He's pivotal to the Star Wars universe.
No, he's not.
No,
he's not.
Why would you admit that, Paul?
Paul broke down instantly.
He's in at least three.
At least three screen grabs. But anyway, so after that, I don't think we did a whole lot else, like, extreme. But
we wandered around for a water fountain.
We wandered around for a water fountain. We finally found one.
We just always go to the bathroom.
And then Joe and I made our way down to the main stage so we could get in line for the Marvel Netflix.
We saw sick-ass Voltron cosplay.
Oh, I saw him.
Sick-ass D.Va and Pharah cosplay from Overwatch.
And an entire...
Game of Thrones.
Yes, we saw an entire Game of Thrones cosplay, like, gathering, and they were really, really accurate.
I saw the Ultron guy.
Voltron.
Yeah, Ultron. I saw the Voltron guy in pieces, just because I haven't...
Oh, you saw him putting together?
I didn't see him getting put together. I saw him, like, all of his stuff on a table, and I walked past it, just like, okay, that's weird. And I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah, was he at the first aid area?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, was he, like, overheated or something? I saw him.
He had to pee.
Oh,
he had to take his whole costume off.
Except, like, up to his knees, like, the boots, which still gave him, like, a foot and a half, 2 feet worth of area, and like, because I happened to come up to the line of the bathroom just as he was leaving, and one of the guys asked it before I got a chance to, because I was literally about to ask it. I'm just like, he goes, dude, how do you go in that thing? And he's just like, I got good aim.
Oh, my God.
Oh, speaking of crazy cosplays, did we talk about the 501st yet?
We haven't talked about any cosplays, really.
Okay, so...
Hold on before you go on to it. For anyone who's not familiar with cosplay, that's essentially anyone dressing up for the con in either, like... basically any media, like comic book, movie, TV show, book, any of their favorite... characters, like, even, like, costumes, like, they can transform the costumes, like, you'll find, like, cyberpunk Spider-Man sometimes, like, never been put in the comics, but they're just like, hey, I want to switch it up a little bit.
Or, like, today, you'll find, death metal stormtroopers with Darth Vader. We, Paul and I ran into this guy, had a stormtrooper helmet on, like, a foot, I'm not exaggerating, right? It's like a foot and a half high mohawk the whole way up and down his helmet.
Boba Fett.
Just like thrashing on some guitar. They had Boba Fett, same thing, and Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
And like, they pretty much had the helmets on and the gloves. And other than that, they were wearing like denim jackets or like some like metal looking t-shirts, stuff like that. It was really cool. But before Nick went into his whole thing about the cosplay explanation, Paul and I and Matt, I think you were with us. We saw the 501st Legion, which is,
Star Wars.
Yeah, they're a Star Wars company that, or not, they're not affiliated.
Organization.
But they're like an
organization. I saw them yesterday. I saw some of them yesterday.
Entirely of Naboo warriors.
Fucking God.
Matthew, shut up.
They're pretty incredible. Amidala gives a wonderful monologue at the end when they walk through the whole entire con. It's really great. Episode 1, so good. Let's keep talking about the... Let's talk about 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, you know what? Cut him off, because otherwise he's going to keep going.
Naboo forever, 1, 2, and 3 forever, 4, 5, and 6 are garbage, 1, 2, and 3 forever.
Oh, my God, you just lost all of Nick's viewers and subscribers.
You made me lose all of my fans.
Anyways.
No, only 3 of them.
The 501st...
Just to clarify, I'm totally trolling.
He's just a shitbag.
501st is like an organization that only does like Star Wars cosplay. And we saw them outside the con, like while we were walking by the front doors, pretty much. And they had an ass ton of stormtroopers. They had a sand troopers, scout troopers, imperial
royal guards, Boba Fett, Darth Vader. I think they had the Emperor.
They had a rebel and someone
random ass Jawa
and someone else like as hostages. And yeah, there was a random ass Jawa.
Yeah.
And pretty much what they do is they like get together as like a group with all their cosplays on, and they do like
they march.
They do like a set march. Yeah. Like they'll have some sort of story, like they're escorting rebels, or they're escorting something, or they're trying to get to somewhere, and they'll have a guy that like announces what they're doing, and then they'll walk to another side of the building.
Which is very cool. Which really like. For anyone who is a fan of Star Wars, or even just a fan of geekdom in general, like, you can appreciate that much dedication, absolutely.
And they're all, like, top tier. Like, they're all very well made.
Right, like, their organization
is... Their costumes probably cost, like, around at least, like, $1,200 to $1,500. Because, I mean, like, their stuff is legitimate.
They're high quality, like, screen accurate. Because, I mean, all cosplay is very impressive, but some cosplay is, like, kind of like handmade, kind of like homemade.
Which a lot of that stuff can be very cool, too.
Right, but, like, theirs is literally, like it looks movie like, ready.
Like, it looks like it's from the set.
Yeah, like, actually, I showed these guys earlier, which, it will be in the YouTube video. There was a... from Digimon, a War Greymon made entirely out of cardboard that I saw. But, like, it was a legitimate War Greymon that looked very, very cool. And I'm just like, I kind of feel bad for this guy, like, walking around in this, but it still looked awesome. Like, and I mean, it was just out of cardboard, obviously homemade, but, so sometimes homemade can be good. But,
So, Nick, do you want to talk about anything regarding the Justice League Dark panel?
Well, I was about to go into... Before I went to Justice League Dark panel, I had my late lunch, and from there, I actually wandered for a good bit, and actually, it was during that time that I became the kingpin.
What?
Or the pin
oh,
king.
Oh, the pin king, yeah. You ain't no Vincent D'Onofrio.
yeah, really. Get up out with your Wilson Fisk impersonation.
I'm not the kingpin, I'm the pin king, yo.
Well, it's not what you said the first time.
Your face isn't what I said the first time.
I know, I was listening.
Terrible comeback. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so one of the best things about Comic-Con is that there are constantly freebies. There are constantly what we call swag. You get free swag. That is one of the key reasons for coming to Comic-Con. And so one of my favorite things to collect, honestly, is pins. Like, free little pins that they give out that you can... I mean, a lot of people put them on book bags and that kind of stuff, which is what Paul does. I always like to put them onto my lanyard, which my badge hangs off of. So, really, well, though, with the free swag, is that everything and anything is available if you know how and where and how to find it. Like,
I said how.
Shut up. I meant to say when and where and how. But like we said in day one, flashback, Joe, get excited. In day one, Joe and I got the free shirts and a free bag, which is awesome.
I need another beer.
But we got the, we got also then, as I was just saying, like the free pins and whatnot. But then also, I happened to walk by and I texted these guys about it. They didn't get a chance to get over to it. But one of the comic book places, an indie comic book place was doing a spinner wheel, like a Wheel of Fortune spinner wheel kind of thing. And I walked up and, like, literally, this is going to sound awful. The only reason I even went that way, like, went towards and got in that line is because I heard a spinning wheel. Like, I heard the click, 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 click. And I'm like, that means I can get free stuff. So I went over there. Spun the wheel, and I got like a full comic, not like a flappy kind of comic, but more along the lines of like a paperback trade, which I thought was really, really cool. So from there, though, after perusing the floor and whatnot for a little bit, and I knew these guys had their Iron Fist panel to go to later, I had my DC Comics
Justice League Dark
to go to. And I was clearing my throat, but thank you for filling in.
Sorry.
So I went to that, and I initially thought that this was the Justice League Dark for the actual live-action movie that they've been talking about doing, but it was actually an animated version, which actually ended up being just as cool, because they pulled in, because anyone who knows anything about Justice League Dark has Constantine in it. Like, Constantine is one of the main characters. They actually pulled in the actor from the Constantine series who played Constantine to do the voice.
Oh, the one that got canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
I was like, that's actually really cool. I really, really like that.
Normally those animated movies have, like, some random voice actor.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, like, I really like that. I was like, oh, that's really, really cool. And the cool thing about it, and you find this out, we got to see a whole bunch of clips and whatnot, like, some of this great banter between Constantine and Batman, which they actually had the guy who does Batman now. He's done it for the last 7 of the DC animated movies, besides, what's his name? I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But the one guy that always has done it, Kevin Conroy. He's always done it. He was the Batman of the animated series, Batman of the Arkham series. But this new guy, can't think of his name, but he's been doing it for the last 7 animated series, and they've been really fun, really good, and the panel was just very, very entertaining. Everyone played off very well off each other. The director was actually the same director who did Young Justice, which was interesting, and so all the animation style was very similar to Young Justice, but It was entertaining. Like, it was super, super fun. There's one girl at one point that came up, and the guy's name who did Constantine, his name is Matt Ryan. And
Matty Ice for the Falcons.
I that's exactly where my mind went too. I'm like, wait a minute, you play quarterback for the Falcons? But no, his name is Matt Ryan, and there was a girl who came up and she's like, So, first off, I just want Matt Ryan to know that, like, I love you, and I love everything about you, and you're amazing, and, I just wanted to know what you're doing next so I can stalk you more. Like, that was, like, her legitimate word. And if they're just like, should we call security on this hoe? But
damn!
But
I don't think they called her a hoe.
No, they did not say that. Well, it was funny, though, because he then...
A whore.
Wow!
That's what Frank would have said.
They then start explaining... Who's Frank?
Always Sunny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They then start explaining.
That's what Trump would have said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's also true. He grabs me by the pussy. So.
And never lets go.
Yeah.
Never lets go.
Anyway.
He started explaining, like, oh, yeah, well, I did this this one show in the UK called, I think it's like Hotelian or something like that, or Halcyon. And she's like, oh my god, yeah, I know that. I already saw the autopilot. Like, I already saw the pilot. It's amazing. So, this girl's all over it. But beyond that, then, when I left, when I left that panel, is around, like, a quarter till six o'clock. But I knew you guys would all be in line for Iron Fist already. So let me just put out what I did for the rest of the time, and then you guys can go into the Iron Fist excitement that I know you guys want to go into, because I know it was fantastic for you guys. I basically wandered around some. I grabbed a little bit to eat because I was a little hungry. And then I wandered around, and you guys will actually see this. I wandered around on up on the show floor for a little bit. And then as my phone was almost dead, I was just like, well, I really want to show these guys, you, the audience here, guys. I want to show these guys the Artist Alley, so I went down there and I did a row. I'm hoping to actually do another row or two of the Artist Alley tomorrow just to show more on the video. But that was pretty much all that I did before I met up with you guys. You guys take it away from where I went then.
Okay, so let me tell you about this Marvel Netflix Presents Iron Fist panel. So
Presents Iron Fisting panel.
So, yeah. That's basically what they did to us. Yeah, with exclusives. So
make sure that difference is made.
Yes. So we're under the impression that we're going to get an Iron Fist panel. And last year we all attended a Marvel Netflix Presents Jessica Jones panel, which is pretty damn cool. They brought the whole cast out and they gave us the exclusive first episode premiere because the show was going to premiere only a month following Comic-Con, like, in its full, so it made sense that they would give us, like, the first episode. So, this time around, we get the Netflix, or we get the Iron Fist panel, and the show's not set to premiere until March 17th, and mind you, it's October 8th, I think, right now, 8th or 9th. So, quite a ways until the premiere is going to happen. So, I was not expecting a full episode premiere at all. I was expecting the cast to come out and maybe a Q&A. We got so much more than just a Q&A with the cast.
We didn't even get a
Q&A because they were like, fuck it, we have so many exclusives to give you. You don't want a Q&A.
It don't matter.
Yeah. So we get a quick snippet of, like, the previous Netflix shows, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and upcoming Iron Fist. And they gave us, like, a little slideshow of what's to come for the Defenders. Then they gathered the entire cast on stage. For all you Game of Thrones fans out there, Iron Fist will be played by Loras Tyrell on Game of Thrones, actor...
not Joffrey.
Finn Jones.
Bummer.
Really excited about that. After introducing the whole cast, they actually gave us a decent amount of sneak peeks at... I'm assuming it's probably the first episode, maybe second... But yeah, a couple like decently long clips of the show itself, which is crazy because it just wrapped filming today in New York. So the fact that we got any footage at all is insane. So yeah, we got clips, and then after they did the whole cast panel, they gave us the first official trailer for Netflix Iron Fist.
Iron Flick.
Pretty short trailer, but It looks badass. If you guys like the Netflix shows, it just looks like,
if you like
such a great
Daredevil or
Jessica
Luke
Jones
Cage or Jessica Jones.
Yeah, it looks in the same exact like tone and universe as that. It just looks
is
awesome.
Is it? I gotta ask because I know Jessica Jones obviously doesn't, but I know like Daredevil takes place in Hell's Kitchen. Is Luke Cage also in Hell's Kitchen?
So actually, Jessica Jones does take place.
Oh, House is that Kitchen. Also in Hell's Kitchen?
Yes, Luke Cage, which just premiered a week or two ago, takes place in Harlem.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
I won't spoil anything
still
for
New
any
York.
Of the shows, but Luke Cage goes to Harlem.
And because of Harlem Globetrotter?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, apparently. He's really
been the best bonus figures.
They didn't specify.
He started in Scooby-Doo.
They didn't
exactly.
God, I'd watch that in a heartbeat.
No, Luke Cage on Scooby-Doo as the Globetrotter.
They did
What's
not.
The mystery here breaks through the wall? Oh, it's this guy.
It's this basketball.
They didn't specify whether or not Iron Fist will take place in Hell's Kitchen, Harlem, or somewhere else entirely. But footage was great. The show looks fantastic. Highly recommend all the Netflix Marvel TV shows. They're all just
actually just
terrific.
Just going back on that, though, I do have to go back for 5 seconds.
I got a lot more to talk about with Iron Fist.
I know there's a lot more.
Okay.
But I do have to go back on it for 5 seconds.
Okay.
Because in the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s panel, one person did ask, like, hey, when is S.H.I.E.L.D. going to notice all of this crap that's going on down in Hell's Kitchen? And they're like, all of them kind of got this look on their face that's kind of like,
we can't talk about that.
Exactly, and that's it's pretty much what they said. They're just like, stay tuned.
Okay, that's
like,
pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see that just because, and I haven't watched a whole lot of this stuff, I'll be honest. I've watched the first season of Daredevil, which is very good, and this is all because of Alex. I watched the first season of Daredevil in like the first 2 or 3 episodes of season 2, so I'm not real indebted into like the whole Marvel Universe TV series, but at the same time, it's like, I like it. It's cool, and it would intrigue me to have S.H.I.E.L.D. cross over into any of that stuff.
Yeah, it's all really, really good television, even if you're not a huge Marvel fan. It's all just excellent.
But I'm sorry, go ahead with the Iron Fist.
Okay. So, after they decided to give us the whole cast, they took them off the stage, they dimmed the lights.
Sensual.
Oh, by the way, our moderator of the panel is Jeff Loeb himself. So that was
Jeff Loeb again. There we go.
Pretty awesome. So they dim the lights, and all we hear as a voiceover is, and for all you Netflix Marvel fans, all you hear, one batch, two batch, penny and dime.
Okay.
And John Bernthal, a.k.a. the Punisher, walks out on stage. No one knew this was going to happen. And I think it was already confirmed, but they basically confirmed there at the panel that
the
Punisher series is officially a go, and it just started production in New York like this past week.
Which is very
so
cool.
It's already
very,
in production,
cool.
So I'm thinking maybe we may get it next year. If not next year, definitely 2018.
I would say next year. I'd say probably with how fast these things move. I'd say probably as early as, like, June or July. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm thinking later than that, because I think we get Iron Fist in November. Wow. We get Iron Fist in March.
Then maybe this time next year, actually.
Yeah, and we...
But I'd say, if anything, they might premiere the first episode at New York Comic Con next year.
Exactly. So after we got John Bernthal, they also brought out... I can't remember the actress's name, and I apologize, but... For the Daredevil series, the actress who plays Karen Page, she was introduced along with John Bernthal and confirmed to star in the Punisher spinoff series, which is really exciting. After that, we thought it was done. they looked like they were closing out the panel, but Finn Jones, a.k.a. Iron Fist, a.k.a. Loras Terrell, he comes out on stage and interrupts Jeff Loeb and says, you know, I'd really enjoy it if my my friends and my buddies joined me here on stage. And at this point, everyone's pretty much going wild, but we get Charlie Cox, Daredevil, Kristen Ritter, Jessica Jones, I want to say Mike Coulter, if I'm wrong I apologize, as Luke Cage, and Finn Jones, all on stage together for the first time as the Defenders. The crowd went berserk. Like, there was no stopping the crowd. And we thought that was it. And then Jeff Loeb chimes in. Man, with such a formidable team all gathered together, who could possibly give them a run for their money? Who could be the antagonist of the series?
Who could be the antagonist of the series, Maffy? Who do you think?
Yes, Maffy. Chime in for me.
Well, they're going to take us on a journey. That's all I can say.
Okay. So, I speculated that possibly Vincent D'Onofrio, who plays Kingpin in season one of Daredevil, was going to come out on stage. And that would have made me lose my absolute shit, along with everyone else in the crowd.
I mean, he's... As far as I know... No spoilers, please.
Yeah.
As far as I know, and I would not be surprised if by the end of the second season he escapes, but as far as I know right now, he's still in prison.
Yes. I thought we were going that route. No. Marvel decided to turn it up.
Amy Adams.
No. Marvel decided to turn it up a notch and give us a first exclusive reveal for the Defenders series coming in 2017 that the main antagonist
is Ellen Bernstein.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
I thought you were about to say Ellen Page for
a moment. I almost thought he was going to say Ellen Page as well. Thank God.
I'd be okay if that
thank God it's not, but yeah. He, Jeff Loeb comes out and says, we've got Emmy-nominated, Oscar-nominated, possibly award-winning. I can't remember. I was so excited and breathing
start
heavily.
Pooping his pants.
Yeah. Our main antagonist of Defenders, Sigourney... fucking damn it. Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney
Weaver. Sigourney Weaver will be the main antagonist of the Defenders series. We have no idea what character she's playing. They didn't reveal any of that information. But
very exciting regardless.
The crowd went berserk. Maffy turned to me and says,
Ellen Mirren.
Holy shit, we're 100 feet away from Ellen Ripley. And
that is from the Alien series, for anyone who does not know.
Yeah, that,
which is phenomenal sci-fi series, like, please check it out. When I say sci-fi, I don't mean sci-fi, like sci-fi, the channel or original. Or
science
like
fiction.
Science fiction series, Aliens, phenomenal. No. Check it out, especially the originals. Don't check out, like, Alien vs. Predator. That was garbage.
That was garbage.
What? That pyramid shit was OP.
But yeah, so we have Sigourney Weaver in the Marvel Netflix Defenders series, which I'm still shocked at, and we're... 4 hours since the panel concluded.
Did you go into the hype that followed that? Like, I couldn't hear anything for 3 minutes.
No.
The crowd just screamed.
Was like, I can't believe Helena Bonham Carter is going to be the lead villain for the Defenders.
I'm actually going to drown Matt tonight.
They were like, oh my god.
Praise for how amazing he is?
Helena Bonham Carter is gonna be unbelievable.
Thank God, she's not in it.
I wish the internet was actually doing that. That'd be fucking hilarious.
But yeah, so Marvel Netflix panel, in my opinion, best panel of the entire con.
I can just say this: when I and we've talked about this before. When I was standing outside of the panel when these guys got out, and I was waiting for them to join up with me because I. Actually, you'll see in the video, I just got done giving you guys a semi-tour of Artist Alley, as I said before. But I walked back up, and I was waiting to meet up with those guys. All three of these guys had, like, such a glow about them. Like, they were just like, oh my god, that was amazing! Which actually makes me very much think of, and I believe we've talked about this on the podcast before, when Steve and I went to see Billy Joel, how, like, we came out from seeing Billy Joel, and we couldn't stop smiling. Like, for, like, 20 or 30 minutes, we were so happy, like, we were so elated, everything was phenomenal. But from there, then, we actually headed back to the hotel. We headed back to the hotel in rain, which fortunately had stopped a little bit, because when those guys were in the panel, I even texted them, like, guys, we're going to get soaked, because it was pouring. By the time we came out, it was, and this will sound like an oxymoron, maybe like a heavy drizzle, like, if you know what I mean. But, so from there then, we went back, we grabbed some beer, got back here, and now we're just chilling. And, I mean, we've recorded the podcast. It's a 10:45 right now. I know some of these guys are still hoping to grab some pizza, which I'm totally down with. But, anyway, you can hit me, Nick, up at nlenz42, that's NLENZ42, on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram, all the same thing. Snapchat, you're going to be a little bit late on it, but you can still find on Twitter and Instagram all of the things I've been posting up this past weekend. So please, if you want to see it, if you want to explore it, hit it up. I'll pass it on over to Paul here.
I'm Pjark. You can't find me on anything. I love New York Comic Con. I've had an absolute blast this weekend. Can't wait for tomorrow.
All right. Joe?
I'm Joe. I mean, you could try to find me on Twitter. I don't even remember my own name. It's got, like, a penguin picture. I have no idea. I'm not on Instagram, that's for sure.
I wouldn't worry about
that. You can't find me on Facebook. My shit's all hidden, but...
I don't
if
do
you
Facebook.
Manage to find me on Twitter, feel free. I won't respond for several months, but good luck.
And Maffy.
My name's Maffy, a.k.a. Matthew. You can find me on Tinder. Shit will get weird. basically, like, I love NYCC, and my favorite part was learning that Glenn Close will be the head villain for the Defenders series.
What?
Oh,
holy God. Shit. That's all I can fucking say.
Okay.
Maffy out.
Okay, okay. And going on that note, then... Ladies and gentlemen, you can always hit up the official Trophy Husbands. You can always hit up the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at the True Trophies. Also, don't forget, especially this time, don't forget to check out the Trophy Husbands Podcast YouTube, which is underneath Trophy Husbands Podcast. That is going to have up videos and film and all sorts of things for. This Comic-Con, I don't know how many videos, it might just be one amalgamation, it might be up to two or three amalgamations of each day, I'm not sure, but we'll have to figure it out, I'll have to talk with Steven, figure it out, but on that level, everyone, have a good day, have a fantastic week, thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Trophy Husbands every Tuesday on Trophy Tuesdays, thank you very much, goodbye.